Good morning. My name is Tara. When I came to West End in August of 2012, I was hurting, confused, worried, and exhausted. I was uncertain of so much, but the one thing that I never doubted was the fact that my God, the creator of the universe and nurturer of my soul, cared about me and my well-being. A church that seemed open and loving, grace-filled, and large seemed the perfect place to meet me, to meet God with other believers while I struggled individually with my own pain. I knew just a few short weeks after coming to West End that I could settle in a little, come to worship, deal with my stuff, and be left alone, or so I thought. God so often has different plans for us, and it wasn't long before I felt a very real prompting to join a study. The study was about prayer, and at that time in my life, I felt like that was something I could really learn more about. I also knew that I was taking a pretty big chance of having to really deal with other people. What were they going to be like? Were they going to ask me too many questions? Would they look down on me? My insecurities and my fears almost got the best of me in the days leading up to that very first group meeting. Thankfully, I had one very special person consistently tell me to go and find out what it's about. You're strong and you can do it, she would say. I owe her a lot for that encouragement. So I took a chance and I went to that study and I met a group of people who are now some of my closest friends at this church. Among some of them are Daniel Nelson and Emily McCord. I also had the priceless opportunity to experience not one, but three Bible studies with them and the late Corliss Dillard. In that study about prayer, what I gained more than anything was how to quiet my soul. I was able to let go of the turmoil of my current circumstances and find a resting place just listening and waiting on God. That discipline brought me great comfort during a difficult time, and the discipline I learned still provides that peace. Our group continued after the prayer study with an Advent study and a Lenten study. I was welcomed and accepted, and I had the chance to welcome and accept these new friends as well. We all met each other right where we were on our individual journeys, and what was born out of that was not only a growing love for the Word of God, but lifelong friendships. Since that first study here at West End, Bible studies and small groups have been a consistent part of my life in this congregation. I still do not know a huge number of people, and as I stand before you all today, I'm sure a lot of you are saying, "We have never even seen her before." But through Bible study, I have made a small group of deep and very meaningful relationships. My inclination and experience in Bible study in general is what led me to find this niche at West End. I've always been an avid reader. From a very young age, I would sort of read anything I could get my hands on. That included the backs of cereal boxes, my mom's subscription to Country Living, and the Bible. I know this is why I was initially drawn to Bible study, but it is not what keeps me coming back for more. Most importantly, I want to say that being a reader of all things is by no means a prerequisite for Bible reading or study. For I have found that even those who find little to no pleasure in other types of reading find the Bible to be a rich storehouse of encouragement and challenges. Saying all of this, in the fall of 2013, I took on the challenge of Disciple One. The disciple study is rather in-depth, and I approach this challenge as an opportunity to read with fresh eyes, an open heart, and a thoughtful mind the Bible that I have read, loved, and worked to follow most of my life. Again, I will say what happened was a greater understanding of God's Word, a deeper appreciation of the love of Jesus, and more new friends that make my life fuller and more complete. The highlight for me in this study was the eclectic group of people and backgrounds. Our group was small, consisting of about 5 to 8 people in any given week. We covered 4 generations and 4 denominational backgrounds. In this group with me, among others, were Eric Gamble, Ty Finch, and Anita Schmid. I now count them as dear in my life, and they have continued to be a great source of encouragement and grace. The same spring that I was working on Disciple One, another opportunity presented itself in the form of a different type of Bible study group. On Sunday mornings, for about 6 weeks, I attended a group where we discussed a book called Reconciling Journey. The group was small and immediately intimate as the content covered was so personal. There were 2 young women in that group that truly challenged me. Each of them spoke with such conviction and courage about their own journey that I was forever changed. My identity in Christ was solidified amongst that small group, and I left that experience more courageous than when I began. And this fall, just before the holidays, I completed a study on the book of Romans. I must say that covering this New Testament book led to some rather lively group discussions. I am continually astounded that every time I am a part of a Bible study group, God always finds a way to speak directly to me. There is always something that I walk away with that makes my life more complete and truly brings me to a greater understanding of what it means to be a child of God, living to bring God's light to others. The following scripture from Romans is now what I think about on a daily basis in order to live my life to the fullest. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Romans 12, 9 through 16. To me, one of the greatest gifts of all is in a couple of weeks, I get to begin a new group on the minor prophets, to be followed by a study of the Psalms. I will study any book of the Bible with those seeking God, even if it is not one that I am particularly drawn to, because that is where God meets me and enlightens me the most. The Bible and studying it corporately has absolutely helped me through the most challenging life event I have experienced, and it helps me daily by lighting a path for fuller and deeper relationship with God and those around me. So just in case you are not awake yet this morning or have not been paying attention, I am passionate about Bible study. And I have been tasked this morning to witness about Bible study, particularly studies at West End. Witness defined simply means to see something happen. In Bible study, you can see something happen. I appreciate how the United Methodist Church talks about witness as a means to open dialogue with others. So today, my hope is to do exactly that for you. Open a dialogue. This dialogue, at the very least, can be within you. Where are you in your own Bible study experiences? How are you interacting with the Bible now? What keeps you from reading the Bible? Possibly it will lead to a dialogue with friends, family, or a pastor about their experiences as well. I need to say that if the Bible has ever been used to hurt or wound you or ever make you feel less than, I am very sorry. And I apologize on behalf of all believers who use the Word of God as a weapon. I feel like I could have very easily let the opinions of others and their interpretation of God's Word turn me away from the Bible altogether. Some of you may be in that place now. I'm so glad that I did not let hurtful interpretations have the last word in my life, and you will be too. The conversations and questions that you have may be challenging, but I dare say that with the most difficult conversations and the most provocative questions can come the greatest enlightenment and hope. And prayerfully, the dialogue that will begin in you today will lead to action. You may decide to take action tomorrow, next week, or next month by opening your Bible or by joining a group. But whenever you do decide to take action, trust me, the action is where seeing something happen really begins. Your life will become the real witness. As for me, I'm in a much better place now than I was the first Sunday I showed up. Yes, I still worry, and I get confused, and I have questions, especially questions about the Bible. But the beautiful thing is that there's peace to be found in the seeking, peace in the reading of God's Word, and sharing those questions and confusions with other believers. Thank you.